Hello, everyone, and you are listening once again to the Cine Gang. Due to insistent popular demand, we are bringing back the Bogchi Battle Royale. I am Richie Zamora, and I am joined by Sharwin T, the sexy, and the debonair, Chef Ed Bugia.
Hello. Parang nagkabaliktad ha. Wasn't I the debonair one a couple of weeks ago? What happened?
Ano bang debonair?
Dashing. Oh, di ba? Parang, ano ba?
Dapat ba single ka debonair to be a debonair?
Parang hindi, no? Parang as long as you dress well, di ba? Tama ba?
Ayan. Di ba tawag sa mga nagde-debo?
Man of style.
Debonair.
Debonair.
Debutante.
So apparently, before we started this show, a lot of us, well, all three of us are pwedeng pala maging voice talent. Baka pwede tayo mag-ano, audition sa 13, mga season 2.
Yun.
Pwede tayo yung mga bagong nuno.
Pinging choknat.
Yung gano'n.
Tapos tamuting 13.
Ayan na. Ako, I do well as the, you know, yung... Alam mo naman sa lahat ng horror stories, meron yung isang takot. Ako na yun.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of what Trece has accomplished because the illustrator, Kajo Baldismo, was a friend of mine from way, way, way back. In fact, we were trying to make a comic together but schedule-wise, hindi nagkakatugma. But I always believed that this guy was really, really talented and he would go far. So, Kajo, if you're listening, I know you're probably not. Congratulations, bro. I always believed in you.
You know, ang request ko lang, if, you know, the new season comes along, baka they can include more food, Filipino food. Mm-hmm. Bilang choknat, no? And, you know, I know that the Sinigang, I'm already volunteering us, guys, to serve as consultants, no? They need pop culture food references. They can come to us.
Right.
I have a super funny story since I'm pretty sure he's not listening either. This is gonna be kind of a flex. A flex.
Okay.
A name drop. So you guys know, like one of the biggest foodies in the world is also the Marvel editor-in-chief, C.B. Cebulski.
Yeah.
He comes here to the Philippines whenever there are like cons, diba? Comic-cons and all that. Especially the APCC though. Asia Pop Comic Con.
Right.
One time, I took him to his hotel. He said, "Hey, can you wait for me in the lobby?" It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he went up to his room, came down with a huge ass box, yung the comic book box, yung sa Philbars.
Right.
Yung malaki. And then when I opened it, I said, "Dude, it's full of comics." And then he said, "You know, because people know I'm the boss at Marvel, they give me so many comics and all. But I have no plans of bringing this back to the States because mabigat eh. Mabigat. As in, nung inabot niya sa akin, mabigat. As I took a peek and then inside, I saw there's a ton of first print minted na 13.
Oh.
Tapos sabi ko, you sure you don't want to bring this with you? And then he was like, "Oh, I read it. You know, well, taking a shit earlier or something." No, so I've gone through it. Great story. Like, fantastic. I'm sure the guys will have a huge future ahead of them. Bright future ahead of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's hidden now in my condo. I have Trece comic books just because of that. Because CB was like, sorry, Trece guys. If you feel na nasa Marvel editor in GP comics, wala. Nasa akin, sorry. And I hope CB doesn't get mad for, you know, me telling this story either. Sorry na. Sorry.
Sana na-sterilize mo muna.
Now that you say it, I
All right, Chef Sharwin, we're bringing your baby back.
Yes, and we're matching the NBA schedule. Eh.
Right.
Since the NBA is already in their semi-final stage, tayo rin, we're going to go into our round of 16 or our semi-final stage, no? And then after this, it will be just our final four. And we will decide our favorite Filipino dish of the past year.
Okay.
So are you guys ready?
Wala naman injured, di ba?
Wala. Ito yung maganda dito, no? Sa NBA, maraming injured. Dito, our food, it's always here.
All right.
Dahil ba sweet 16 na natin to, may upper hand yung mga sweets? Hindi naman.
We will see. We will see because we spread it out, no? So we will be voting on 4 groups of 4 and each group has some sweet dishes, some savory dishes.
Halo-halo na.
Some pork, okay. Some beef, some chicken. Yeah, so halo-halo na talaga. Right now, ang labanan natin, talagang pure favorites na lang because guys, puro bigate na yung natira. We have all of the expected favorites have come through. And then we also have 1 or 2 na surprise, mga Cinderella dishes. Muti ko na sinabing Cinderella teams, but Cinderella dishes. No? Yung mga dishes na we never thought would come this far. Yes, this was purely random. Mm-hmm. Basta we made sure lang na, you know, the groups 8 were separated. Kasi okay. Diba we had 2 quarterfinals episodes.
Right.
And the winners from there, we broke each in half. Para sigurado mm-hmm. hindi sila ulit magkita kaagad. No? There you go.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Okay, so since this is the semifinals, it has to be a little bit tougher, no? Hindi ko naman pwedeng basta na lang gawing pick 2, drop 2 ulit like we used to do, no? Because it's easy to pick 2 when these groups contain dishes that are really, really right. Some of our favorites, no? So what we're gonna do now is we can only pick 1.
One?
Okay, what? Just 1.
What? Ano to? Okay. Win or go home?
Yes. Ooh. Wala na tong, okay. Ano, wala na tong alternative.
Bukas.
Oh, wala nang bukas. So what I'll do, guys, and what I'll ask you guys to do is to, of course, pick 1 from the group. And then for fun's sake, you would name the other one that you're so sorry to see go home. No, kasi syempre, every group may heartbreaker dyan eh. So,
may thought ga lagi.
Yes.
The one gosh, that got
that
away.
That is the term. My gosh. Thought ga. Yeah. Okay. So, let's start with our group 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Group 1 pa lang, mainit na kaagad ang labanan. Mm-hmm. We have Leche Flan, Liempo or Pork Barbecue, Beef Tapa, and Pancit Canton.
You know, I love tournament formats. Pero di ba, every time there's a knockout format or a tournament, there's always a group of death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Feeling ko ito yun.
Yes. Itong group 1. Agree.
Looking at the lineup, hindi.
Abangan mo ang group 3. Feeling ko group 3.
Oo nga, na pwede. Pwedeng ano eh. Both are the groups of death. Richie, dapat ikaw magsabi.
Okay. So, for group 1, Leche Flan, Liempo, Tapa, and Pancit Canton.
Yung the group of death. Kailangan nakatakot.
Ah, sorry.
The group of death. May piyok pa eh. Who goes first?
Parang yung lalamunan ko yung sumakit eh. Okay. I think I'll start.
Okay.
I have to pick Liempo or Pork Barbecue. That's really a consistent favorite for me. And syempre, you know, I have roots in Davao and we have that giant street where you can get as much barbecue as you can. So that's really part of our culture. So that's my pick to move forward. And for me, yung heartbreaker for me, the thought ga, is the beef tapa. That's my all-time favorite breakfast. But wala eh. You know, Liempo is Liempo, man.
True. Okay, so 1 point Liempo. Okay, ikaw ba muna, Richie? Ay, wait. Ano lang, Richie is fixing his audio. Na ano, yan, nabunot kanina sa kakaano, sa kakatawa.
Am I, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're okay. Back.
All right, may mute button pala tong mic natin. Sorry. Anyway, Pete, sorry. I'm back. Okay, so group 1 kasi, if I were to compose a buffet plate, this is pretty much what it would look like, no? If it was a Filipino food buffet plate. So everything on my plate, everything in this group would be on my plate. So I totally agree that this is the group of death for me. But much like Brother from Another Mother, Chef Sharwin, Liempo is and always will be the first thing that I go for. Pork barbecue / Liempo, but preferably Liempo. Even over pork barbecue. No? I love it. It is my Filipino food staple whenever I go to a restaurant. Order anything you want. Basta bigyan mo akong inihaw na baboy with garlic rice and I'm good to go. Now,
parang, parang have you ever met inihaw na liempo na hindi masarap?
Hindi eh. Parang even whether it's basted in ketchup, basted in or marinated lang in suka or ano, lahat masarap eh, di ba?
I mean, so, if you screw up inihaw na liempo, there's a huge problem.
So. Right, right. You have no future in the culinary world. So, the one that got away for me would be, ironically, would be leche flan. Because I can see there being tapa that if it's on the more maasim side, I might not like it. Pancit canton, if there's, you know, if it's not al dente the noodles or something, di ba? I can, there's, it's possible.
It's, lalo na pag Lucky Me, kailangan al dente yung Lucky Me pancit.
Di ba? You know, there could be something wrong with it. But with leche flan, even if it's the medyo bubbly kind, papatulang ko pa rin eh. You know, it wasn't done well, di ba? But I still see myself going for it as a way to end the meal. Parang, just to hit that last note. So, yeah. Liempo moves forward for me. The one that got away is leche flan.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. My turn. Natatawa na ako. You know, I found a Twitter account called Only Flans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They retweet every flan photo that they see and people tag them. And when my wife first saw me liking it, kasi di ba on Twitter, sometimes when you like something, kahit di mo pinapollow, may keep friends mo, di ba? Pag may nilike sila, may kita mo. She was so mad. Why are you liking only fans? Like, it's not only fans. Read it again. So, oh, only flans. Well, you know what, guys? In any, let's say yun nga, fiesta, party, whatever. When I see leche flan, I can't say no. I always try it. So that's, weirdly enough, that's my vote for this group of death. Diba? It's a sweet vote for me, not savory. I'm a huge liempo guy, tapa guy, and pancit canton guy. But sa buffet, pag nakita ko lahat yan, kaya ko skip eh. Parang I can make that at home, whatever. Leche flan, I always try it kahit saan. And I'm the type of guy pag order ng halo-halo, extra leche flan. So yun, my thought ga is actually liempo. Yes, that is my thought ga for this one. The one that got away was liempo for all reasons stated above and so much more. Laking manang liempo sa sa school dati.
Gosh, I miss that.
Diba yung inihaw sa uling talaga. Yeah, I mean that's about it. That's where I found out there was a nice presentation before when I was in college. The how Filipinos like choice. Pagka merong karaw certain ulam and not one member of the family will have the same sausawan daw. Talagang iba-ibang sausawan 'yan. So especially for liempo, iba suka, iba toyo, iba suka toyo, 'di ba? Iba magtumas pa nga eh. So 'yun. So it's really liempo was the one that got away. There.
You know, it's really funny na you guys mentioned how yung leche flan, even if you make a mistake, people will still eat it. So I remember this story, one of our fellow Filipinos in LA opened up a shop na they used to call Frankie Lucy Bake Shop. Mm-hmm. It's now called Ube Baby. Try to say that five times fast. No? Ube Baby. I was eating kasi in the, if you guys remember, David Chang visited Thai restaurant na may, for the fried rice episode of his show. And so I ate there and then super spicy, no? Kasi Thai food. So paglabas, I was like, I need dessert. And then I stumbled upon Frankie and Lucy Bake Shop. And so I talked to the owner and yung nga, she was telling me na she has a, what she calls an ube upside down pie.
Ooh.
So what it is actually ube leche flan topped with graham crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was asking her how she invented it. So apparently, she made the leche flan first for a catering and then kalimutan niya sa oven. So okay, the top layer got a little bit harder than she'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So to salvage it, she created a graham flavored crumbs with butter, sugar, and then she topped it with para to hide the harder layer. And people really loved it. So she created an entirely new dish just from that slight error, no, with leche.
Galaya.
So, kahit ano talaga eh. Kahit ano talaga. Kahit mali pa, masarap pa rin ang leche.
Were you able to try it? No.
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
I'm weird. I like the butas-butas leche flan.
Yung
maraming butas.
The bubbly.
The bubbly. Yun yung feeling ko, may konting egg whites yung ganun eh.
Yeah.
Make it bubbly.
Tsaka a little harder on the steam.
Yeah. That's the flan I like. Only flans.
My gosh. But I've seen the account, Only Flans. I think we should all go there once in a while. Okay, so our winner is Liempo/Barbecue. That's moving forward into the final four. Okay, it only gets tougher from here, guys.
Wait, bakit final four? Ah, kasi isa lang, hindi dalawa. Isa lang. Tama, final four. Oo. Okay, next.
Ito, guys. Ito, this one, I would like to request that I'll answer last because hirap na hirap ako.
Alam ko, nasugot ko dito.
Features, kare-kare, puto bumbong, chicken inasal, and lechon.
I'll go first. Guys, as the number one promoter of kare-kare should be the national dish, I vote for kare-kare. Easy money. Easy money.
That was really quick.
Oh, yeah. No need to think about it. No need to think about it. And, ano, yeah, look, guys, come on. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Makilala ko din sa kare-kare namin sa dati kong resto. So, you know, I'm going for it. And it's one of the most nostalgic dishes talaga. Again, it's my, ano, buffet philosophy. Ano yung lagi mong tinitikman when you see it? Ako, kare-kare. Okay. May the one that got away, lechon.
Mm-hmm.
Lechon. Even, well, I've had bad lechon actually. But, you know, even if, ano, even if it was done bad, you'd still eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Babanlaw mo na lang sa sarsa. Diba? I love lechon. It's really one of those communal meals. The whole barangay comes together. The whole family comes together to share. You get your favorite part, the skin, the belly, the snout, the ears. It's really up to you. Lechon is the one that got away. Okay.
Okay. So, since last see Chef Sharwin, I am going to make my choice. And after much deliberation, I decided on my choice to move forward is lechon. Exactly for the same reasons that Chef Ed said. No? It is, for me, the quintessential pang fiesta food. You know that the party is, how do you say it, more grand. Diba? The party is grand when you have lechon. And it does bring people together, no? The Filipinos. Pipila yan talaga for balat, my mom likes the ribs. Diba? She likes really, even if you give her the ribs na may konti lang hain, babanata niya pa rin. She's gonna peel it off, diba? Yeah, so for me, shout out pala to Dedet, who has a successful run in Las Vegas.
Dedet De La Fuente, ninang ko yan. Ninang ko sa kasal.
Diba?
Yes.
It's amazing, no? Yung the lines that were forming in Las Vegas for her truffle rice lechon, no?
Mm-hmm. And sisig panini. She's also serving a sisig panini.
Dinudumog siya ng mga celebrity. Mike Tyson.
I think Kendall TikToker Jenner twins. Was there.
Huh? Yeah, Kendall Jenner. Kendall. Some TikToker sisters that I have no idea who they are. She just keeps on sending photos. Chef Marco Samuelson went to her. Diba? Big names, so, guys. Big names. Congratulations.
So, yun nga. So, I think lechon had head start. No? Our roasted pig is becoming famous in the global scene. And so, I put that forward as my choice to move forward in our Bulgchi Battle Royale. For the one that got away, I would probably choose chicken inasal.
Ooh.
It was a little bit testy for a while, no? But because I do love the kare-kare bagnet, especially of Chef Ed. But prior to that, kasi, I'm not just saying this, but it was when I don't like kasi yung mga tripe and the other innards, the tail usually.
The diba? Oval.
The oval, diba? So it was, when I tried the bagnet version of Pino, that's what pretty much got me into kare-kare. Because it became friendlier for me. Diba? But chicken in asal, I just remember talaga na when going to Bacolod and having, going to Manukan, how crazy I was over there ordering a chicken thigh, dousing it in chicken oil and the garlic rice.
Yes, so sir.
That's what I would choose as my, the one that got away.
Okay.
Okay, guys. This is going to be interesting because never got to discuss what happens if there's a thigh.
Okay.
We go for the one that got away. Kumbaga, parang sa football.
Correct.
Win,
correct.
Draw, loss. Diba? Oh.
So for me, and I can't believe I'm saying this, and I promise I'm not saying this just to be different.
Uh-huh.
I was only half listening to what you guys were saying because up to the last moment, I could not decide. No?
So, may internal struggle na nagaganap.
Internal struggle talaga. But my choice is chicken inasal because I feel like this is one of those Filipino dishes that are very, very unique. No? Kasi some of our dishes are, you know, are very Filipino, but you can see versions of it in other countries. Eh. Yung inasal kasi, the combination of lemongrass, vinegar, ginger, and annatto oil. Parang, I feel like that's so Pinoy and yet so underrated. No? So, that's why I really appreciate a good chicken inasal. And the other reason is sa lahat ng inasal restaurants natin, you can always order pecho or breast part. Mm-hmm. No, that doesn't always happen with fried chicken restaurants. And frustration ko yun because I only eat white meat chicken. No? I don't like the smell of red meat.
My God, you're the perfect guy to order a bucket with.
Yes. Yes. So, minsan when I go to a fried chicken restaurant, I ask for breast part, wala. Pero sa inasal place, almost always may pecho. So I love chicken inasal.
Chef Char, let me just say, you gotta go with me whenever I go to a fast food place because they always give me the white meat.
Same here.
I just got a delivery of I ordered a bucket and I kid you not, I think a box of 12, 8 were breasts.
No.
And then I got 2 legs and 2 wings.
Dapat pina-deliver mo na diretso sa bahay ko. Dapat na. Tapos ako naman yung nag-order para sa'yo.
Okay, so this is the decision making, no? This is
my thought is medyo unique, puto bombong, no? Because that's really ultimately my favorite indulgence. I don't eat a lot of sugar, I don't eat a lot of carbs. Pero the moment there is puto bumbong, walang diet, walang discipline. So I pick puto bumbong. So that means that we have to cut down, no? Kasi may points din yung pagiging totga. So it will now be, we will remove those that only got half a vote. So out na yung kare-kare, out na yung puto bumbong.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we only have lechon or inasal to choose from. Yun na lang. So you have to pick one na talaga.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna stick to my same order, which was lechon and then inasal.
I will stick to my choice inasal, and that means Ed, you have the deciding vote on who moves forward.
Not to put pressure on you, but
it's easy money. No, it's easy kasi I picked na kanina, yun yung second place ko si lechon.
Okay.
So lechon is my winner.
Yes. Well, this is expected naman, no? Expected naman ng lechon na it would have been crazy if natanggal siya. I mean, lalo na ngayon, no? You know, with Dedet's success, Lechon World, and a lot of home businesses starting to try to make their own roast pig. I think it's only appropriate na lechon is moving forward.
Yeah,
there's a slight chance we might have an all pork final four, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it. Sa ano, ha?
I can see that happening. And yeah, I wouldn't be sad.
Could be.
Okay, let's move on to group 3. Sans Rival, Sisig, Beef Pares, and Lomi.
Another potential group of death.
Someone else, I have to be last because I'm having a hard time with this.
I'll go first. I don't mind going first, guys. Kasi matagal na akong biased sa mga food choices. Number 1, Beef Pares.
Mm-hmm.
That is my choice. I can live with beef pares every day, you know, chili garlic on the side, shawmai on the side. and I usually have my beef patties with extra fried egg.
Oh, gosh.
That's the way to go, man. Yes, sir. That's the way to go. Beef patties for me is iconic because it only came into the Filipino street food lexicon mga just a few years ago. I mean, hindi siya matagal na eh. Mga 20 years pa lang yun eh. I enjoy it. I enjoy eating it. I enjoy the whole thought of it being cooked all day in a pot, in the same pot. Tas feeling ko, hindi na hinugasan yung pot na yan. Every day, it's the same one. The same master broth, diba? Mother broth or mother gravy. For me, it's really the story behind it and the love that goes behind making proper beef patties. That is my vote. And my thought ga is, ang hirap. ang hirap. Sige, pikit mata, sisig. I would have picked Sansrival, but you know, sisig eh. Ano eh, yan talagang any type of sisig, isisig mo. Any type of meat or even non-meat, isisig mo. Masarap eh. Parang galing na naka-invento niyan. And it's probably one of the few dishes na wala sa ibang bansa. No? No, yun yung ano eh. Wala yan eh. So, sisig. That is my the one that got away. Maging sizzling yan, maging yung original vinegar style niyan. Laban tayo dyan. Yan.
So, I think this is going to be interesting because I have the reverse. No, I'm picking sisig to go forward. I think it is one of the world's most perfect foods. You get the crunch, you get salty, sour, slightly bitter flavor and spicy. And come on, man. That's Anthony Bourdain's favorite dish. So, how can I say no to my idol's favorite dish? And then, of course, the Chinese in me, you know, wins over because I do want Sansrival. Actually, I kind of want Sansrival right now. But the Chinese in me will not allow na hindi beef pares. No? It's just, wala, iba talaga yung, alam mo, when you're tired and you're lonely, yeah, and it's raining, yeah, and then feeling mo may soundtrack na ng
Korean
drama.
Or mas luma. Lonely.
Oh my God.
I'm Mr. Lonely. So anyway.
Hindi yung song na yan, may dictation pa yan sa gitna. Yung Mr. Lonely.
Meron ba? Parang boys to minute. Girl. Like,
diba?
Look at my
phone. But gosh, if you guys watch K-drama, diba, there's always that moment na parang nagso-slow-mo tapos umuulan.
Oh. Yeah,
that's the perfect time for beef pares.
That's lasing sila sa soju.
Exact moment. That's the exact moment.
They're usually at a bus stop or something like that, diba?
Parang walang pares doon, pero ganun. That's the moment. That's the moment you should have pares.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, reverse. Sisig is my choice and pares is my thought ga.
Okay. Okay, so this is really difficult for me. I don't know if magugulat kayo, but my number one that I want to move forward would be Sansrival.
Nice choice. Nice.
Sansrival. I just really like it. Just very, very similar to the other things that I was talking about. Like leche flan. Even if it's burger machine, papatulang ko yan. Basta Sansrival, di ba? I haven't had very many bad Sansrivals in my life. Sisig, pag masyadong maraming liver, hindi ko masyado trip. Pares, there was a time when during this pandemic, I had it often. To the point na medyo I found it medyo nakakaumay na. So I'm rebuilding my for it again, my craving for it again. Lomi, yeah,
you have to wait for that, no, Richie. You have to wait for that moment nga na
That's it. So Lomi, I've never been a big fan. So it was really a battle of those three, no. So but
okay.
I do choose Sansrival as my I put forward Sansrival as my choice. And for the one that got away, I choose sisig.
Okay.
I choose sisig. Like when I do find the sisig that I love, I can have that wag naman every day, no? I can have it often.
every day. Pwede mo naman i-admit, it's not a problem.
No, because the one that I love, let's say I love Manam's sisig. But there was one that I just remembered that I had. It was from Chef Sao in 25 Seeds.
Mm.
And he drowned it in butter. Diba? There was like a pool, a yellow pool, and I asked him, Chef, bakit sa'yo medyo yellowish yung ano? Ah, dinagdagan ko ng butter yan. And I was like, kaya pala, it's so creamy, ang sarap. Diba? And you know when you eat, but you're getting, you know you're full, but you don't want the experience to end. So, I went home so stuffed that I felt that even if I had just a small Tic Tac, my stomach was gonna burst already.
So
Sisig is the one that got away from me.
And that is your winner for this round. Kasi 2 second place votes and 1 first place vote.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh. But
I am giving you a chance to change your mind. Kayong dalawa. Me? Because
why?
Right now it's between Pares and Sisig. So you can still change your mind.
Hindi, ako by default eh. Yan na yung dapat lusot. Because 1 first place, 2 second place eh. Kasi si Beef Pares is just 1 first place, 1 second place. Kumbaga sa MVP voting, kung nagka-point system yan. I think kung tama logic ko ah.
Tahimik si Richie eh. Baka nagbago
isip. Ikaw, Richie.
I'm good. I know right. walang hope ang San Serval, but I gotta keep it real. You gotta be true to myself.
Okay. So, the all pork battle is still a possibility.
Still alive.
Has won. All right, let's move on to group 4. We have lumpiang toge, the little dish that could. Ito yung first round pa lang, dapat natanggal na, pero umabot na ng semis. Langganisa, halo-halo, and palabok.
Para tong ano, no? The battle of the Jolly Jeep food. Parang gano'n.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, who wants to begin?
Sige, I'll start. This was a no-brainer for me because I love longganisa. I really, really love longganisa, especially. But I am more particular to the sweeter side. I do like skinless. I love the Cebu type, no? Cebu longganisa. And recently, I found this brand called Aisiha that they make this longganisa hash. It's basically longganisa hubad, no? Crumbled na. So just deep fry it to make it a little bit crispy.
Okay.
You can it perfect with like making it to an omelette or something.
Oh my god.
I tried wrapping it nga into a burrito. Army Navy ko. I added egg, a bit of hash browns and wala lang ako, I didn't know how to make the sauce lang so. So longganisa is my choice. Choosing the one that got away was a little bit more difficult because none of the remaining ones were particularly close to my heart, no? But I did end up choosing halo-halo, mainly because of the international acclaim also, no? I love how foreigners seem to be mesmerized when they see our halo-halo. My mom to this very day loves telling the story of watching an interview on TV of Chris Aquino, who was interviewing one of the members of F4, can't remember which guy, and then he told Chris Aquino that I believe that she interviewed him in Taiwan or something like that. And she said, have you been to the Philippines? And he said, yeah, I've been to the Philippines before. I remember this very special drink that was served to me. It was very colorful. She's, oh, that's halo-halo, blah, 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 blah. And found a way to make the story about her.
Hey.
Anyway, so my mom loves saying that how halo-halo is, F4 loves halo-halo or something like that. So, and it's true, diba? I mean, Bourdain was with the Jollibee's version of halo-halo, diba? So, yun. Halo-halo is the one that got away.
All right. For me, my first choice is halo-halo. I actually, remember in our episode discussing national dishes, I actually pushed for the inclusion of halo-halo as a national dish because it, number one, it's a dish that typifies the Filipino experience, which is add what you can find. You know, if you don't have saba, you can use sweet potato. You know, if you don't have kidney beans, you can use garbanzos. You know, it's very easily replaceable. Also, it can be enjoyed from aparito holo, right? There are no restrictions. There's no pork anywhere. You know, there's no innards, there's no anything. Wala kang mako-complain. Everybody can eat this dish. So, halo-halo is my first choice. And then for my second choice, I guess it's pancit palabok. Actually, parang nag-aaway-aaway pa yung mind ko until now. No? But I guess palabok has to win over lumpiang toge. I mean, the sentimental person in me wants lumpiang toge to move forward. But
hirap talaga pag maraming voices in your head, no?
ang advice ko dyan, Sharwin, you follow one carrot lang eh. Mahirap pag pinagsasabay marami. Food.
I will choose palabok. I think that palabok for me is one of those dishes that you can introduce to foreigners immediately. Like they don't need to immerse them in Filipino. Kasi diba, like for example, dinuguan, kare-kare. You need to reserve that as a second or third meal for a foreigner who's never visited the Philippines. But feeling ko palabok is instant, you know? It's basically a creamy shrimp sauce on noodles and with hard-boiled egg like and chicharon. Who doesn't eat that, right? So I think it's an ultimate gateway Filipino dish. So palabok is my totka.
Well.
Speechless yet.
No, I kanina ko pa na decide eh. So we have a winner, guys. My choice actually here is longganisa. Mm-hmm. So natuloy ang all pork final four, the final pork, final fork,
the final fork,
and my totga is also halo-halo. So same vote as Richie, no? Longganisa is my vote because that's really our heritage sausage, no? So many versions all across the archipelago, beautiful, the savory, the garlicky, the sweet ones. Same as Richie also, I love the sweet ones. Maging yung super tigas na hamonado or the sweet na chorizo pa rin yung tawag, di ba? Love it from Cebu. I am a longganisa guy. And don't you just love eating longganisa now during the time of pandemic? You have to wear face masks. Pagka burp mo eh, parang, oh yes.
Bumabanda.
Second round, bumabalik eh. Oh yeah, nalasahan ko ulit. So yes, longganisa, the one that got away, halo-halo. Beautiful dessert, inside and out. Looks great. I used to, produce concerts. We flew in here si Maya? Maya, di ba yung take me there? I want to go there. Yung sa Rugrats na theme.
Yeah.
When she landed, first thing she asked for, halo-halo. Also Tamiya. Tamiya of, officially missing you fame. Mm-hmm. She landed here, she said, hey, my Filipino friends in the US said I should order the halo-halo. Does my hotel have halo-halo? Said, doesn't matter. I'll find you halo-halo. Don't worry. So she loved it.
Asawa ni Grant Hill yan, di ba?
Asawa ni Grant Hill. Oh my God. When she landed in the airport, we were in the special VIP holding area. She's like, hey, do you guys mind if I give a video call to my husband? We were all like, yes, please. We want to say hi. Nakasando lang si Grant Hill na sa kama bagong gising. Hey, what's up, babe? I landed here in Manila. And say hi to the guys. Tapos kami lahat, hi, Grant Hill. Yeah, she loved it. She loved the halo-halo. Yeah.
Well, if you billeted her at the intercon, perfect, di ba? Yung intercon halo-halo would have been.
Alam mo, nababrain fart ako sa Sofitel. Yeah, we billeted them in the Sofitel kasi sa MOA yung concert nila nun.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna recap our final four. Or sorry, final fork.
Final fork.
I think we have the title of our finals episode. So we have Liempo/pork barbecue, lechon, sisig, and longganisa. So was there ever any doubt, guys, for you na it would be pork in the end?
I was like 80% sure.
Yeah,
that
me
at
too.
Least 2 to 3 were going to be pork, diba?
I think it's really inescapable. No? Mm-hmm. We put pork in, like you said, probably 80% of our dishes. No? Kasi yung iba, even vegetables, yung panggisa natin, may konting taba ng baboy. Mm-hmm. So, it's really inescapable na our final fork will be pork dishes. I think that is to be expected. But this is what makes this exciting. So right. I suggest kumuha tayo ng guest na vegetarian for our finale. Para mahirap talaga yung joke lang, vegetarians don't attack me. But I think it would be interesting, hindi ba? Because we're three obviously pork lovers. Mm-hmm. Would be great to have non-pork lovers join us for the finale of the Vogue Cheat. But maybe we should also put in next time an audience vote, no? Because finale na eh. So it would be great to see which one they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, chime in. Leave us comments in our social media accounts and the Tripod Network Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts, your feelings about this once you've heard the episode. And yeah, we'll try to upload this as soon as possible so that we could hear your thoughts. So there. Happy kayo? Happy with the results, guys?
Yeah.
Medyo bitter ako kasi wala yung halo-halo eh. But,
this is what happened. Yung halo-halo, pwede.
Sabi ko na dapat lagyan ng chicharon sa taas eh.
Best ang nata di Coco. Ano na?
Ano, cubes of fat, you know? Oh my God. That's horrible.
Okay. Any last words, guys? May gusto ba kayong i-promote or ano? Well, aside from the social media accounts, so we have Richie, the Pickiest Eater, at Pickiest Eater, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. He has an official Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Chef Charwin T, the same. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube also, and Facebook also. And TikTok. By the way, they also have TikTok. Yun na nga.
Yun.
TikTok, Snapchat. Snapchat, eh. And also myself at Chef Edward, also same Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. On TikTok, someone got Chef Edward. So I'm Chef Edward Bugia on TikTok. So there, guys, follow our social media accounts. And of course, subscribe to the Cine Gang podcast on Spotify, right. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from. Any last words, guys?
Nope, just keep eating, guys.
Okay,
I just want to say I got to try the BTS McDonald's meal.
Mm.
And the Cajun sauce is the exact sauce that I enjoyed when I was training in Vancouver. So I'm just so happy. I'll be posting it on YouTube and TikTok because I'm just really happy that I found the sauce again. Reunited after over 15 years.
Nice.
Nice.
Reunited, right. And it feels so good.
Ang tito natin tonight. Guys, that was another fun-filled episode of the Cine King! Bye, everyone!
Bye!